Prosecutors responded to the deadly 2017 prison uprising in Delaware by charging 18 inmates, 16 of them for murder of a correction sergeant. After three trials, only three people were convicted. WHYY's Chris Barish reports some legal observers question the wisdom of charging so many inmates.
Attorney General Matt Den's office charged 18 prisoners, many already serving long or even life sentences. There would be four separate trials. But the prison had no cameras to record the carnage. No DNA was found. But Royal Downs, a convicted murderer, pleaded guilty to rioting and became the state's star witness. Beth Moscow-Chenol was a federal prosecutor for nearly two decades, but wasn't involved in the case.
It was a tremendously difficult case for the state to try to make using the witnesses it had. Because remember, they had no cameras in the prison, which is shocking to begin with, at a prison like Vaughan.
She says they charge so many trying to find leverage.
You hope that with the threat of additional criminal prosecution for murder and other charges, that some of those people might then agree to give statements.
Attorney Thomas Neuberger represented Floyd's family and three prison workers held hostage in a civil suit that won $7.5 million from the state. He questions the prosecution's plan.
There was never going to be a way to get a conviction because you're going to have to rely on supposedly tainted testimony of convicted felons who are ratting on other convicted felons. No jury on earth is ever going to believe that. So yes, why in the world did you indict 18 people? The decisions ultimately were the responsibility of Matt Den.
Den is an ex-lieutenant governor who had never been a prosecutor before becoming attorney general. He left office in January and would not agree to an interview. Defense attorneys relentlessly attacked the credibility of Downs, the star witness. The first trial ended with only one of three defendants found guilty of murder. Another was convicted of lesser charges and a third acquitted. The second trial began as veteran prosecutor Kathy Jennings replaced Den as AG. None of the four defendants was convicted. One inmate went on trial this spring, but after he was acquitted, Jennings pulled the plug for good. Jennings also wouldn't talk for this story, but Moscow-Chenol says the failure was simple.
Unfortunately, people didn't roll over on other people.
Wilmington defense attorney Mike Modica was not involved in the case. He says the state's strategy fell flat because
they didn't have enough evidence to scare any of the co-defendants into trying to seek deals with the prosecution. It was a miscalculation because now the state has egg on their face.
While A.G. Jennings would not speak with WHYY, her office issued a statement praising the prosecution team's devotion and Herculean efforts. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.